Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to the book of Joshua this morning. And we're going to begin in chapter 1, verse 9. The book of Joshua. Amen. Let me know if you're there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good.
Amen. There.
Joshua. Amen. Joshua. 1:9. It says, this is God speaking. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. This is a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I just thank you for this living word. I step back and Holy Spirit, you take over and just speak through me in the name of Jesus, and may this word fall on good ground. Hallelujah. And let ears that can hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This is God talking to Joshua. You know, this is the book of Joshua. This happened after the death of Moses. Moses, a servant of the Lord, he died. And after about 30 days, the Lord began to speak to Joshua. Amen. And we all know Joshua. His name means God is salvation. Joshua's name also means God saves. Amen. And Joshua was acting under God's direction and being an assistant to Moses throughout the journey that Moses was on. Amen. Remember that Moses never got to enter the promised land. He only was able to see it from afar. But Joshua and Caleb, those two individuals, God did use them. God directed them. Hallelujah. And they both reached the promised land. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we have God speaking to Joshua. And he says to him, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Amen. And the title of my message today is Do It Afraid. Amen. Do it afraid. And we're going to break this down. Amen. But we are beginning with Joshua, because I'm pretty sure, you know, this was a big task that God had given Joshua. Amen. You are going to let the people into the promised land. And Joshua was a witness of how the people, the Israelites, had rebelled against Moses. He was a witness of how people had criticized him, had judged him, how they wished they were back in Egypt, eating and even laboring. I wish we were back there again. But my goodness, Moses took a lot from the people. Let me tell you, he took a lot from the people, but yet Moses obeyed the Lord. Amen. And he led the people out of Egypt, out of bondage. Amen. And in this scripture, I want to concentrate in the second section of the verse where it says, do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. And what I want to teach on today is that fear is real. The spirit of fear is real in everyone's lives. Amen. And fear often shows up right before there's a breakthrough. Amen. Let me tell you something. I mean, can I get a witness that when you, my Lord, I know, because I've been there. Fear had captured me so many times in the beginning when God called me to step and begin to teach. Fear had me bound. Fear had me paralyzed. But the word of God slowly began. I began to really, really dig into the word of God, and slowly, things didn't happen overnight. I had to begin to renew my mind, because fear had taken captive of my mind, amen, of the calling God, that God has placed on my life. And fear, believe it or not, it usually shows up when you're about to enter into a breakthrough or have a breakthrough in your life or in your ministry or wherever God is leading you. Amen. And God in his word, he says he never promises the absence of fear. Fear is real. Fear is going to, is part of your life, but we don't need to remain in fear. Amen. Because the fear doesn't come from God. It comes from the enemy. God promises us, amen, that his presence will be with us at all times. God is promising Joshua here that you need to be strong. You need to be of good courage, because the same way the Lord was with Moses, it is the same way that the Lord was going to be with God. Amen. So he's commanding Joshua, be strong, be courageous, don't be afraid, because I'm going to be with you every step of the way. I'm going to be the one directing you. I'm going to be the one guiding you. And God called Joshua into leading the people into a promised land. And guess what? Joshua was a devoted follower of Moses. And despite of the fears that may have come in play, hallelujah, God had called Joshua into leadership, amen. And Joshua right now was acting under the direction of God, amen. So Joshua knew that God will protect him. Just the same way God protected Moses, God will protect me. God already blessed me, amen. I'm his. I'm here. Hallelujah. And this is what the Lord is saying. Don't get weak on me. Amen. Don't get discouraged, because I am with you. Don't be afraid. Don't dismay yourself. But be strong. Be strong in me. Amen. And being strong, it's the opposite of fear. Amen. And a lot of us in ministry, amen, especially, and I can talk for myself in ministry. When I began ministry 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, I was so afraid to even pray for people in the open. I was so afraid that I would allow others to pray. Even though God was calling me to pray, I would allow others to pray. No, you pray. No, you pray for that person. Fear just took a hold of me, and it took me years to fight this off, and it is this word, the word of God, that little by little I began just to really meditate on this word. God is with me. God encourages me. His presence is with me. I have the Holy Spirit with me. What am I afraid of? And I began to do it afraid, church. I began to take a step of faith, and I began to do it afraid, because God calls us, just do it. Do it afraid. I'm with you. It's okay. You're not going to fail. You're not going to fall. I'm with you. You're going to succeed in whatever you lay your hands to do. I am with you. I'm not going to allow you to fall. I am with you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to give you the words to say. I'm going to give you the courage to continue to move forward, but just go. Do it afraid. Just go. Just take that step of faith. Don't worry about the rest. I am with you. Amen?
Amen.
And the word dismay here, hallelujah, is defined as to cause to lose enthusiasm, to be disillusioned, to be discouraged, or even to be upset or distressed. And a lot of times fear, hallelujah, and dismay can cause us, hallelujah, to lose enthusiasm in the ministry that you have been called to. Amen? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You can become discouraged very easily when you allow your mind to begin to put stuff in your head. Oh, you can't do it. Or the mind will remind you, if you were afraid back then, you're going to be afraid now to face people. Amen. I mean, the fear can paralyze you, church. But you got to say to yourself, you know what? No, you are not going to take a hold of me. I come against that spirit of fear. I bind it. I rebuke it. I put it under my feet. And I'm going to go. Lord, you said you're with me. I believe you. I'm going to go. And I'm going to do what you tell me. What is it that you want me to say to this person? I'm going to say it. I'm just going to obey it. Amen. And you just got to go. You got to go encouraged. You got to know without a doubt that the presence of God is with you, because it is. We have the Holy One living in the inside of us, church. The Holy God. The one who will always be holy forever, living in the inside of us. When we have God, we cannot lose, church, because God is always for us. He's never against us. He wants us to succeed. He wants us, hallelujah, to be successful. He is the one that blesses the work of our hands. Amen. In the book of Joshua, and I love this because in the verse earlier, in verse 8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way." It doesn't say, "I will make your way prosperous." It says, "You will make yourself prosperous, and then you will have good success." Amen. And a lot of people I've heard, you know, when it comes to prosperity and finances, I've heard a lot of people say, "Well, you know, God is my source. He will provide. I don't need to look for a job. God is going to provide for me." That's what the word says. No. The word says that God will bless the work of your hands, but you need to go get a job. Amen?
That's right.
God will bless the work of your hands, but you need to get a job.
Yep, that's right.
And they take the word of God out of context.
That's right.
Amen? So this blesses me where it says, you know, if we're in the word of God, and we're meditating on the word day and night. That means you can have your favorite a verse of the Bible, or maybe just a word that God speaks to you. Maybe the word courage. You take that word and you begin to meditate on it day and night. And the word of God is so good. Hallelujah. Because it says everything that you read, everything that you meditate on, because it's coming from God. Hallelujah. Take it and apply it to your life. Because it says here, observe to do according to all that is written. So that means take the word of God. Don't just be hearers, but take the word, apply the word to your life. For then you will make your way prosperous. Amen. And that truly blesses me. Amen. Because it says, I need to do something. I need to move. I need to take action. And even if I'm afraid to step in front of an audience, I need to step even afraid. Amen. Because knowing that God is with me, knowing that his presence is with me. Amen. Just like Moses, the presence of God went before Moses. Amen. I know the presence of God is with me today. Amen. Remember, Moses was in the Old Testament, old covenant. We have now a new and better covenant. The Lord himself is living and residing in the inside of us. It doesn't get better than that, church. God is the one, hallelujah, that is encouraging us every day.
Amen.
Edifying us every day. And how does he do it?
Yeah.
Through his word. This is why it's so important to get into the book, the Holy Bible, the
That's
Holy
right.
Scriptures, and begin to read. and allow the word, hallelujah, to nourish your mind so that your mind can begin to be renewed and be aligned to the Spirit of God. Amen? Because that's what we have to do. We have to renew our minds through the word of God. And not only does it help us renew our minds, but it also help us, as we will read later, hallelujah, to build our faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible. You can't please God without faith. You got to walk in faith. If you're walking in fear and you stay there, the thing is, you can walk in fear, but you can't stay in fear. You got to walk with boldness. You got to walk assertively, and you got to walk forward. Amen. And that fear will leave because it has no other choice but to leave in the name of Jesus when you're walking by faith. It's got to go. It's got to go. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, and let's go to chapter 31. This word, whether it's from the Old Testament or the New Testament, the word of God is living. It is living. Take hold of the word of God today. Amen. Deuteronomy 31. Let's begin in 6. And this is the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, the Lord speaking. Thank you, Jesus. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Again, these are the same words that God spoke to Moses. And now Moses is speaking these words to his servant Joshua, because he knew that Joshua is the one assisting him. And he knew Joshua was going to take over. Amen. God had a calling on Joshua. He became the new leader of Israel. Amen. And it goes on. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it, to inherit the land, that the promised land that the Lord had called for them to take. Hallelujah. And verse 8 says, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Amen. So here we have in another book of the Bible, again, the same words. Be strong. Be of good courage. God is with you. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's the one that is going before you. He is with you. And there's a reason. The reason why Joshua could be strong and of good courage was because God was with him wherever he went. And Joshua knew that God was always with him. Just like the Lord God is always with us today. He's never forsaken us. And church, this is a true revelation of God's presence and the love that he has for each and every one of us, because the word of God says that love will always cast out all fear. Yeah. Amen. So we need to be walking in the love of God. We need to be receivers of the love of God, because love will always cast out all fear. Amen. And we need to turn away from any fear and any discouragement. We got to turn away from shyness, from timidity. Amen. And Timothy was one that was very timid, very shy. I mean, God had placed a big responsibility on him. Amen. And we got to get that in another book. Amen. But what I'm saying is, listen, God is with you. Whatever God has called you to do, do it. And if you are you're shy or you may be timid about doing it, do it anyway. Do it afraid, because God is with you. You will not fail, church. You will not fail. Amen. We need to rely on the strength of God. We need to rely on his wisdom, not our own. Just like Joshua. Joshua became a servant of God. Hallelujah. He became a great leader for Israel because he relied on the strength of God. He relied on the encouragement of God. He took it upon himself to apply the word, hallelujah, that God had given him. And he relied on the wisdom of God. Amen. As we know how many battles he fought and he won. Amen. But that's because he relied on the wisdom of God and not his own. And today, church, we need to apply the word of God, not just hear it. Don't just know the word. Don't just hear the word. We need to take this word, apply it to our lives. Amen. So that we can continue to be encouraged through the word. Amen. And stop fear from captivating us. Amen. Because fear doesn't qualify you. Disobedience does. Amen. And this is why we need to be encouraged at all times and remain in the word of God, because it is his word. It is food to us. It is nourishment to our mind. Hallelujah. It is truth to our bodies. I mean, our body have to submit to the word of God. Amen. It has to submit to the word of God. Yes. So fear doesn't qualify you, but disobedience does. Amen. Hallelujah. So you gotta, so this is why, you know, you gotta do it afraid, because it's not about fear. It's about disobeying God. If God had called you to do something or step up to a leadership role or step up and pray for somebody, please don't, if somebody calls you for prayer, don't tell them, yeah, I'll pray later. No, you do it afraid, because if fear is paralyzing you from stepping up and praying right then and now, you need to do it afraid. You need to do it anyway, but do it knowing that God is with you, knowing that the Holy Spirit is leading you. Amen. Joshua didn't have the Holy Spirit. He only heard the voice of the Lord. We have a better covenant today. We have the Spirit of truth guiding us, leading us, giving us discernment. Amen. And this is why that my title of the message says, do it afraid, because we got to step out in faith and do it because God has called us to do it. We cannot disobey the Lord. We got to obey what the Lord says. So I want you to take courage. Courage, my friend, church, it is a choice. It's not a feeling.
That's right.
Take courage in this word. Amen. Choose to be courageous. Like Joshua was, like Moses was. Choose to be courageous. Don't allow your feelings to get in the way. Don't allow your emotions to dictate to you what you can and cannot do. You gotta do it afraid. Step boldly, afraid, knowing that the Spirit of the Lord is with you. Amen. Let's turn to the book of 2 Timothy right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Did you hear that? We don't have the spirit of fear. Yes, we may be afraid, but we don't have the spirit of fear. It is from the enemy. And again, this is Paul speaking to Timothy. Amen. This Timothy was his mentee. Amen. And Paul had given him great responsibility. Hey, you know, I want you to lead this church, to run this church. Amen. So he was mentoring Timothy as he went along, writing him letters even from prison. Amen. And Timothy, from just reading scripture, you know, we know that he was timid. You know, he was a little shy. Otherwise, you know, why would Paul write this letter? Amen. And I'm pretty sure he was reluctant to accept the heavy responsibility that was ahead of him. Imagine running a ministry, running a church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, just put yourself in that position. Imagine the Lord says, hey, I want you to pastor this church. Can you imagine? I want to know how many people will say, yes, I'll do it. Amen. Right?
Amen.
Yeah, it brings me back, right? When I was called to the ministry. Amen. When the role, the mantle was passed on to me to run this ministry as the pastor. Boy, yeah. Was I afraid. Boy, the fear, the spirit of fear grabbed hold of me. Let me tell you something. Not only was I afraid, I was timid. I was shy. Amen. I was a people pleaser. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, it definitely is a work in progress. Amen. Because every day is a work in progress with the Lord.
Amen.
But this word is so liberating. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. For the and the New International Version, this is how it says: for the spirit of God gave us, that God gave us, does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Amen. So the word timid means lacking self-confidence.
That's right.
And that's where I was when I took over the ministry, because I began to compare myself to other people. Amen. To Pastor Ruth, to other people who were educated in ministry. Amen. So fear grabbed hold of me and I became fearful and hesitant. I didn't want this role. And God knew that, because God knows all things, right? God knew that. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. And there was uncertainty. Hallelujah. There was hesitation. I resisted. Amen. But at the end of the day, hallelujah, I just, you know, about 7 months later, I said, okay, Lord. And I gave in. I said, my Lord, I said, okay, the word says I do not have the spirit of fear. I have power. I have love, and I have a sound mind. And I began to declare, if you know me, I'm a woman of declaration. I decree the word of God over me. And I just began to declare, hallelujah, and decree those words over me. I'm a powerful woman of God. Amen. God has given me everything. I'm fully equipped. I have been chosen. And I just began to speak the word of God over my life. Amen. Because if I didn't begin to do that, I would have allowed fear to paralyze me and handicap me from becoming the person that God called me in this ministry, from pastoring and being the shepherd of this ministry. And let me tell you, I failed a lot. I failed many times. I failed God many times. Amen. Because I was not perfect. Amen. And I was still operating in that spirit of fear. But I had begun to renew my mind. I began to meditate. Just like the Lord told Joshua, you need to meditate on my word. You need to meditate on my word. You need to imagine yourself walking in the role as a pastor. You need to stand on my word. That's the only way you're going to survive. You need to rely on my strength. You need to rely on my encouragement. That's the only way you're going to make it. Because the Lord said, I already took care of it at the cross. I equip you. I've chosen you. And I fully equip you. Not just equip me. He fully equipped me, he said. So just do it. Do it afraid. Just go. Just move forward. Don't look back. Just keep moving forward. And let me tell you, fear is something that all of us deal with. And courage isn't the absence of fear, but the refusal to give in to it. In other words, I'm going to take courage. I'm going to refuse to walk in fear. I'm going to refuse to allow the spirit of fear, the enemy, control what God has placed in me. Amen? And here in this word says, we have... the spirit, we have power, we have love, and we have soundness of mind. Amen. And all these virtues are very, very important, church. Hallelujah. History will show you examples of people who had power, but seldom have the power, hallelujah, combined with love. Amen. You can have people, right, that are, listen, I've been there. There's a lot of ministers, amen, that have the power and the authority because they have the Holy Spirit, but they lack love. They lack compassion. They lack mercy. And what they do from the platform, from the pulpit, they're bringing condemnation, hallelujah, to the members for whatever reason. That's not love. They're operating under power, but they're not operating under love. If you don't operate under love, then I don't want to be near you, you know, because love covers a multitude of everything, and love is God. God is love. So we got to get away from people that are not operating well in the love of God. They're operating under self. Amen. So yeah, they have power. They got the Holy Spirit. But if you're not operating in love, I don't want to be near you. Amen. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Love is key to everything that we do. Love. Love conquers all. Love never fails. Amen. So, mm-hmm. You know, so we as Christians, we have the power. We have love of God. And we have mind of Christ. Amen. And these virtues are important for you, hallelujah, to walk in. Amen. And the power is, we have the power of doing wonderful works. The same works that Jesus Christ did on this earth. It's the same works God has called us to do. Amen. Amen. But we have to combine them. And this is all available to every believer in Christ. It's available. We have power. We have authority. We have the soundness of mind. And what is sound mind? What is soundness of mind? It's self-control. It's self-discipline. Amen. And this is some beautiful things that God has given us already as believers of Christ. We are His servants. And He didn't give us power to control or manipulate people. He's given us power, amen, for great works. To see the miracles, amen. To see signs and wonders. But most importantly, He's given us power so we can serve others in love. That's really what's important. God has given us power to serve other people in love. Amen. Not in manipulation. Not in control. No. He's given us power so we can serve others in love. Hallelujah. Yeah. And administer the same mercies and compassion that God ministered to others when He was here on earth, when the Lord was here on earth. Amen. He prayed for people. He spoke healing over their lives. And they were healed. Amen. God's given us that same virtue. Those same virtues we have. And what the enemy does, he uses fear to delay or destroy our destiny. Let me tell you something, church. The enemy tried many, many times to use fear, hallelujah, to destroy the destiny that God has for me. Amen.
Amen.
But slowly and surely, by me renewing my mind with the word of God, I began to speak louder and to roar louder against the enemy, against his Amen. Tactics.
Amen.
Amen. Because Amen. Let me tell you, I can talk and I can declare and I can decree and no weapon formed against me will prosper in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because today, 10 years later, I know who I am in Christ. I know I have been equipped. I know I have been chosen. I know I have been called. I know God has given me a vision. Amen. So fear has no place right now in my life.
Amen.
Amen. And if fear, you know, timidness or fear or shyness tries to even touch me, I'm going to run and I'm going to do it anyway because God called me to do it.
Amen.
Amen. It don't matter what people say. Don't matter. If I'm hearing from God, I'm going. And even if I wasn't hearing from God, I'm going anyway. Amen. Because I'm moving forward. I'm not moving backwards. You just got to move forward. Move forward. Because God will catch you. And he will put you on the right path again. Because that's his grace. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've been called by God, God will direct your steps. No doubt about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm here by the grace of God, church. I am here right now, 10 years later. July 5th was 10 years that I've been serving as the pastor. Just two months ago. 10-year anniversary serving in this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. But God, he's the one that has encouraged me, strengthened me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Pulled me up when I was down.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And said to me, do it anyway. Do it afraid. I'm with you. Do it afraid. I'm with you. You're not going to fall. I'm with you. And this is true for me. When fear arose in my life, I responded with the word of God. And that's what we need to do. When anything tries to paralyze you, hinder you, become an obstacle in your life or in your ministry, you got to begin to respond with the word of God. With the word of God. Just like Jesus responded to Satan, it is written, when Satan tempted him three times in the wilderness after he was water baptized, Jesus used the word. It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is found in this Bible, in your Bible. So I responded, hallelujah, with the word. And my voice got louder, amen, throughout the years. And my voice continues to get louder. Not against people, but against the enemy. Against the oppressions of the enemy. Against his lies. Against his deceitfulness. Amen?
Amen.
My voice will get louder. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But my voice will be heard. Because I used to whisper. I used to be mute. That's what the enemy wanted. But I had to begin to exercise my voice. And my voice began to get louder and louder. And I had to become the leader that God called me to become. Amen. Amen. Joshua became one of the greatest leaders in the Old Testament. Amen. He conquered Jericho, man. He conquered. He stepped into that promised land. Amen. He brought the people there. Amen. He did what God called them to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And let me tell you that the presence of God will drive out fear. Will drive it out. Amen. Look at in the book of Isaiah. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Amen.
Amen. Fear not. Yes. Again, we hear this all the time throughout scripture. Fear not.
Yes. Fear not.
I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God.
Wherever you go.
That's right. We have God with us. And we have a good reason not to fear, because the Lord has promised us that he will strengthen us. He will help us. He will assist us. He will uphold us with his right hand, the hand of his righteousness. And the right hand here signifies strength and skill, the right hand. The Lord will use all his strength and skill to uphold us. Hallelujah. Uphold us higher. Uphold us to be with us, to encourage us. Amen.
Amen.
That is our God. That's why we can't be discouraged, because his presence is with us. Amen. Amen. And his presence Amen. Drives out fear time and time again. The antidote to fear is God's abiding presence. If you're in the presence of the Lord is with you. And guess what? Mm-hmm. The Lord is always with us today. Amen.
Yes.
Because we are living in a new covenant, in a better covenant. Hallelujah. You don't have to feel brave. You have to know that God is with you. It's Amen. Not about feelings. Remember Peter, when Jesus walked on water and Peter said, hey, can I walk on water too? Amen.
Amen.
And Peter stepped out despite a fear. He stepped out.
Yes.
And when he took his eyes off the Lord, he began to sink. What does that tell you? That all things are possible for them that believe, that we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. Amen. This is why the book of Joshua says, meditate on my word. Amen. Continue in my word. It is so important for us to be in the word of God, because it is the word of God that will continue to encourage us in anything that God asks us to do, in any decision that has to be made. The presence of God is there present with you. You have an abiding presence that never leaves you nor forsakes you. It's always there. It's always present. And so we got to take steps. Amen. And we got to begin to walk by faith. But faith requires us to put action behind the word. Amen. Look at James 2:17. Many people already know this verse. Amen. I believe we mentioned it even last week. James 2:17. It says, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Amen. Mm-hmm. So you can't say, yeah, I have faith, but then do nothing. No, you know what I did was I had faith, but I walked forward. I did it afraid. I moved in the direction that God wanted me to move. I took that step of faith. Amen. Mm-hmm. Just like when God called me to the ministry, I finally accepted and I began to walk it out. Was I walking it out perfectly? No. No. By all means, people are here. You guys are witnesses. No, I was not walking it out perfectly, because I still had some rebellious feelings about this ministry, because you know I was widowed. Amen. So there was things that God was still trying to work in me. Amen. But God, in his mercy, his love, his compassion, he still guided me and he still encouraged me with the word. Amen.
Amen.
And I began to walk by faith, and I began to move forward, and I began to do it afraid. Amen. And little by little, God began to renew me, and I began to go from glory to glory, and I began to mature in the word of God and mature in the things of God. Amen. And 10 years have led me to today. Amen. And I have a lot to learn. This is why I'm still in school. Amen. Because I want to know even more. I want to go deeper in the word. Amen. I want to know the Lord like the back of my right hand. I want to know God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to know the plans that he has for me, the plans that he has for this ministry in detail. In detail, because how many know that we need details from God to build the sanctuary? We need details from God to build his ministry. Amen. It's got to be according to his design, not my design.
Amen.
It's his ministry, not mine. I'm just a vessel. Amen. That God has placed in this ministry to move forward in what he's called me to do. To move forward for us to see a breakthrough, hallelujah, that is around the corner for this neighborhood. Amen. If we can change the neighborhood with the word of God, we can make an impact on people's lives. Amen.
Yeah.
So, but we got to take a step of faith, and faith is what saved us. Amen. Didn't by faith, didn't we receive the Lord? We confess with our mouth, but we believe with our heart, and we did it by faith.
Yes.
Faith has to be acted upon. Amen. Acting on our faith is like breathing. Amen. It takes faith to come alive, and it enables us to produce what? To produce fruit. Our faith will produce fruit. Are we walking in obedience with Christ? Yes. Then you're going to see the good works. You're going to see the fruit, hallelujah, of your walk by faith. You're going to see it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it is faith that we believe in God by faith, and we receive the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. We did it by faith. And the same way for healing. Amen. Healing is the same way. Salvation and healing go together. It's a package deal. In the same way we believe God for salvation, it's the same way we believe God for healing. Amen. It's already done. The Lord Jesus took care of it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
He did it for salvation. He also did it for healing, because they come, it's a package deal. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm telling you right now, we got to take that step of faith. Amen. And do it afraid. Don't disobey God. Follow his word. Amen. Do it afraid. And if there's a business that you want to pursue, start a business. Do it afraid. God is with you. He's going to give you guidance. He's not going to leave you. Amen. If there's an opportunity an open door, go ahead. Go for it. Do it afraid. It's okay. God is with you. Know that he's encouraging you. He's rooting for you. He's your biggest fan. If God has called you into a ministry or a certain position in a ministry, go ahead. Just obey the Lord. Obey the call of God. Do it afraid. If you're fearful, timid, shy, do it afraid anyway, because God is going to honor the steps you take by faith. God will honor you. God will meet you where your faith is at. Amen?
Amen.
And courage grows in motion. It's not hesitant. Amen? As you continue to begin to walk, amen, begin to step forward, your courage is going to begin to grow, and it's going to be moving right with you. Amen? And you're going to just get better. That wasn't so bad. And that was me. You know, I began to walk and doing things afraid. I was like, oh, that wasn't so bad. God had me. I did it. And it just becomes easier and easier and easier until you're like, nope. I do not have the spirit of fear. It's under my feet. And you begin to just speak it out. And you say, nope, God, thank you that you're with me. And you begin to confess the word over your life. Thank you, God, that you will not leave me right now. You will not leave me hanging. I'm doing your call. I'm doing your will. Hallelujah. And I'm going with it, Lord. I'm just going to obey. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you know what, church? Testimonies are born from risky obedience. Amen. Every great testimony in scripture came from someone who acted despite fear. Amen. We saw Moses when God led him to speak to Pharaoh. You think Moses wasn't afraid? Despite of his fear, despite of being shy, despite of the way he spoke and he stuttered, right? He still did it afraid, and he conquered. Why? Because the Lord was with him. Look at David when he went before Goliath, that big giant with a small kid, in the natural. No doubt, David was like, whoa, you know, even people around him were fearful, but David conquered. Why? Because he knew the Spirit of the Lord was with him. He knew the presence of God was with him. What about Esther? Esther took a risk. Amen. And when a decree was signed by the king because of deception of Haman, one of his servants, amen, that was next to, that had position next to the king. And she said, you know what? She told her uncle, you know what? I thought about this. You know what? I'm going to enter the king's chamber. And if he doesn't lift up the scepter and if I die, then I'll die. But I'm going to go and I'm going to do it afraid and I'm going to walk in the king's chamber. And I hope that he lifts up the scepter so I can tell him what my request is. And we know the story. Esther walked into the king's chamber, into the palace. Amen. And the king, because Esther had favor, there was favor upon her life. He lifted that scepter and the king said, what will you want me to do? What can I do for you? And Esther shared what the decree that was put out, that her life was in jeopardy, and so were the other people's life, the Jewish population. And the king, hallelujah, believed Esther, hallelujah. It's amazing how Esther got Haman and the king and herself together in the room the next day. Amen. And exposed Haman and his demonic work and the plot that he was putting against all the Jewish people to have them destroyed and killed. Amen. But the king honored Esther's request. So there are testimonies here. Amen. And you have a testimony. I have testimony. Where you know, we obeyed the Lord. It may have been risky, but God saw us through. And on the other side of fear, there is breakthrough. There is your breakthrough. So do it afraid, church. Do it because you know that God has called you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Do it because the Lord has called you to do it. Do it anyway, knowing that God is with you, knowing that in order for you to walk it out, you got to walk it out by faith. But God is right there with you. God will not lead you into the wrong direction. God is right there. He's guiding you. He's assisting you. He's helping you. Mm-hmm. God is not asking for perfection. He's just asking us to be obedient and to do it anyway.
Amen.
And fear may not disappear instantly like it happened with me. It didn't disappear instantly, but when you move in spite of fear, when you move forward in spite of fear, God will meet you. And the more you do it, the more encouraged you become and you begin to speak out and expose the enemy and expose that spirit of fear and bind it and just put it under your feet because it's not from God. Amen. No, we have a sound mind. We have a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. Amen. That's what the word tells me. And that's what I believe. So declare today, church, that you will not let fear steal your future. Amen?
Amen.
I'm declaring, I will not let fear steal my future in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And just do it. Amen. Do it afraid. Doesn't matter. Just do it. Just do it like Nike. Just do it. Because just you know your breakthrough is right there. Your breakthrough is right around the corner. You just never know. And when you come through that breakthrough, guess what? That breakthrough is going to have a domino effect on other people. Amen. So there's others involved. Amen. It's not just for you, but it's everyone that is connected to you and with you. So fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.